Wasted so much time on people who should've just been ignored. If I slow down now, I'll pump the brakes. What was it all for?
What was it all for?
What was it all for? I'ma make this shit count, though.
CFR Network, CFR Sports. Good day, good night, all. Returning guests, Big Swarm in the building.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother.
It's almost that time, man. It's
round
almost.
Three, this is round three, right?
Yes, indeed, sir. Yes, indeed. How are we keeping, man, before we get into the nitty gritty?
Hey, what's not to enjoy?
Exactly.
The weather.
Yes.
Life's good. I'm good. I traveled. Well, I think last time we spoke, I was in England. So I went to Thailand and then obviously is in England. So now back in Florida. Just been training, man. And then I got the call about 4 weeks ago to say, hey, do you want to be in that $1 million PFL tournament? Mm. So I said, sign me up.
Idiot. A mil would look nice. A million would look very nice. So let's visualize
jokes aside, it's, you know, I know I've got a big task ahead of me, so I'm not even thinking about the end. It's the
one fight at a time.
One fight at a time, man. If I start, you know, think of who else I'm gonna fight or fighting for the final. I gotta get there first.
Exactly. One step at a time. Nothing happens overnight. So peeling back some of the layers. Obviously, we know you as a Bellator fighter. So, and we know based upon the I can't remember the guy's name with the glasses, the CEO guy. He was saying obviously we can allow Bellator fighters to say, yeah, we want to do the thing. But does that mean you're a PFL fighter, or are you still a Bellator fighter in PFL for this tournament?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm a Bellator fighter in the PFL. One funny thing I did see, though, under my name, when they've actually like announced who we're fighting on the fight card, it says former Bellator fighter. So, you know, I've signed a PFL contract.
Yeah.
So I think what they're trying to do is obviously, I know they're merging together.
Yeah.
So maybe this is their way of sort of saying, now you're a PFL guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than just go chopping and changing. But I don't really know, to be honest. But that's what I did notice under the promo banner.
Yes, I clapped it as well. And you know what I'm thinking? I think it's, I may be talking out of term here, but it may be because you are indeed going to be going through that tournament process. So we've got to differentiate ourselves and say, no, these are PFL fighters going up for the million.
Yeah.
This isn't a Bellator guy. This is a PFL guy kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's really Bellator.
Yes. Yes.
We know
the thing. And it's good. It's very good over the last few events where, you know, we had the PFL versus Bellator and it was almost a clean sweep.
Really, right?
Right. And then we get... Yeah, because of course, Bellator's... After, you know, many conversations, Linton, I've had with people and like, Bellator, you know, they got a couple of good fighters, blah, 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 but, you know, the levels and this and that.
Yeah,
MVP, the Brethren, made his debut.
He made my man look amateur.
Yes.
What's his name? Holland. Even Holland was like, my man's... quicker than I expected, and it broke him.
Yeah,
because you saw him coming out flat footed.
Yeah,
pretty much falling over, getting tripped, and then just be on his back. And that's, we know Holland doesn't fight like that.
Not at all.
I think the way that MVP moves and is taunting, it defeats it, bro. Because I'll be. Brewing, bro.
Any,
I'm gonna be brewing My man Martin moves,
Yeah.
doing the fatality thing on you know, like I'm busy. Oh, I'm vexed, bro. Vexed. Vexed. And you can't hit him and he's hitting you.
This is
Vexed,
it.
bro.
Psychological warfare, man. See,
Vexed,
this
bro.
is, and Michael has got it down to the T. He looks from
Does.
the guy on the couch or the woman on the couch looking and thinking, yeah, you know, that looks all right, but you know, it's a bit showy up. It's every aspect of getting that advantage in that cage.
That's it. And so many people are just saying, oh, he's running away. He's not running away. He's evading their shots and then pop, pop.
Touching
Is
a
that
man
it?
up.
You know what I'm saying? It's, he's reacting as a counterpuncher.
Yes.
You know what I'm
Yes.
saying? I just don't think people appreciate it and give him enough respect. But like I said, he's in the UFC now. He already proved, you know, he can hang in the UFC. So he's got to continue doing what he's got to do.
Definitely, definitely.
You know what I mean?
The next fight, you know, increase the level up a little something, but this is definitely dispelling the myths of MVP. He's just a can crusher, you know, Bellator guy. Nah.
And it just makes good people look bad.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.
This is
Because
it.
they can't hit him. They can't hit
Yes.
him. So they're getting frustrated. And you got I've got to say, 99% of us fighters never have to fight someone like that. So we don't know how well what it's like. And half the people don't even bloody fight that comment.
Of course. Of
You know
course.
what I'm saying? People
Yeah.
that comment don't even fight. So how would you even know? It annoys me, man. It does annoy me, bro.
Yeah, but
It's not
look.
even me they're talking about.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, because you've been through it, man. You've gone through the experience, the determination, the sweat, the blood, the tears, the years
It's a
of.
craft. It's a craft, man.
And he's
It's
having
a
these
craft, bro.
until they actually sit down with someone who is a practicing martial artist, or then the step up from that would be a prize fighter and actually get into the mind and understand what you're seeing on television. That's
You know what? Sorry to cut you off, but you know what I think they should do? People that chat shit, go in the cage yourself then, bro. You and someone else, don't have to be anyone that's done any more levels than you.
Yeah.
You two go in the cage and let's see how you guys do.
Try a thing. Yeah.
Go on, man. Your page is good as well. We'll pay you some good money. Go on,
Yes.
bro.
See
I'm
how
good,
long.
man.
Yeah, it's
You
a good
know what I'm
point.
saying?
It's a good point,
Yeah, go
man.
in there yourself and do it. You know
But
what I'm saying?
very easily done, man. This is what pays the bills of sorts.
I
This is
know.
bums on seats. People behind the streams buying that UFC fight pass, buying the merch, and all that. This is what's
Of
making the
course.
UFC PFL
I
creeping up
know.
there, one championship. You know, it's those idiots. Unfortunately, we gotta lump them in there. They're
Yeah, I know.
helping to catapult and create
Of course.
this thing to where it is now. So, you know, the good, the
Exactly.
bad, the ugly, we'll get with it. We'll
I
deal
know.
with them, you know.
You have to, though. You have to. I know it's part of the package, bro.
100%, man, 100%. So we're fully in fight camp, or we're easing into it.
Nah, fully fight camp because we've got it's like 2 weeks of actual last bits of training, and the third week is actually the fight week.
It's
So
that
I'm in my
quick.
last thought. April 4th, bro.
Time's flying. Linton, I can't
Yeah, April 4th.
believe
What
it,
did you think
man.
it was?
I'm
Yeah, I
thinking
know.
you've
April,
got a little
we're
bit more time than that still.
yeah. So altogether, it would have been a five-week camp of what I knew, but I'd already been training before.
But you stay
So
ready,
it's
so we know the thing, man.
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's sorry. It's all good. It's just I knew within 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Of the time, but I've already been training, helping Mo actually. Mo's fighting this week.
See,
Mo Usman, yeah.
is
Yeah,
that
he's fighting.
yours?
He comes trains with us, yeah. So pretty much, within, I think after this camp, he's gonna move here permanently.
Excellent,
So
excellent.
he did his pretty much 6 weeks here. He did.
That's good, man.
Maybe 4 weeks.
He's got raw talent, man. He just needs refinement. Man. Refinement is what Mo needs.
Yeah. So is that the right place, mate?
100%.
He's been here with us. So I've been helping him get ready. So that was pretty much the start of my camp, without me knowing it.
Like it.
He's
so
not here, man. Yeah.
He's got size, man. He's got that mass. Yeah,
big ox.
Yes, ox is the word, big man. Ox, brother. Ox. Yeah. I see, man. He was in the Dana White Contender Series, and he's actually
That's right.
None but time, man. None but time, because he's only young as well. He's not. Is he 30 yet, or is he?
I don't actually know his age. I'm not sure, but I know his younger brother of obviously Kamaru.
Indeed.
And how old's Kamaru? You know how much old Kamaru is?
Look, Kamaru's in his 30s, man. He's older, isn't he? I'm sure he's big brother. He's a big brother.
Yeah, he's a big brother,
I'm sure Kamaru's like 30. I'm sure it's like in 36, 38, them kind of ages, man. He's up there, man. Okay. He's getting up there. 100%. But yeah, he should, with a little bit of homing of skills, as I say, and the experience and being in there, getting that experience, we should have a very much a contender, man. We should have a contender on our hands. 36 years of age.
Oh, 100%, yeah. 36.
Yes. Kamaru's 36.
Kamaru, yeah?
Yeah.
How old is Mo then?
Mohammed is... 34. So I thought he was younger than that still, but he's still young, man. He's still young.
Yeah, I thought he was a bit younger. But still, yeah, I thought maybe like 32.
So, you know, heavyweights as well, you know. AJ number.
As well, man.
Repeat that again,
you know,
sorry.
We have a longevity, innit?
Yes. Of course. Yes. We've got some problems, man. We've got some problems taking place in 2024.